Here's what she said. She comes running up to me. You're brilliant. I said, it doesn't help. She said, huh? What do you mean? I said, I have been called a lot of names in my life. Some positive and some far from positive. And I can never recall learning anything of value by somebody telling me what I am. I don't think anybody does. But I can see from the gleam in your eye, you want to express a gratitude. Yes. And I want to receive it. But telling me what I am doesn't give me the information I need to get the giraffe juice in my system.
Well, what do you need to hear?
Remember what I said in the workshop, those three things. I need first, what did I do that made life more wonderful for you?
You're so intelligent.
Doesn't help.
Oh, I got you.
She opens up her notebook and shows me two things I had said that she had written down.
You said these two things.
Yes, I did. Already I'm starting to get some giraffe juice in my system just to see that somehow my saying those two things enriched this person's life. But now when I can hear the other two things, I'll get a real shot of giraffe juice. The second thing I'd like to hear is, how do you feel right now as a result of what I said?
Hopeful and relieved.
And now what need of yours was met?
Marshall, I got this 18-year-old son. Whenever we have an argument, it goes forever because we don't know how to connect, and it just is horrible that every little, you know, conflict just tears us apart. These two things you said meet my need for some concrete direction for how to connect with him.
Now put yourself in my shoes. Do you want to be brilliant, or do you want to see how your actions have enriched somebody's life? Yeah. But now I'm going to end tonight on the hardest part of nonviolent communication for most people, how to receive gratitude. First, I'll demonstrate how jackal-speaking people receive a gratitude. If you want to terrorize somebody who speaks jackal, give them some sincere gratitude. Watch what happens. You know, when you offered me the ride last night, I still feel very grateful and touched about that, because I had a real need to get home to my family quicker.
Oh, is nothing.
Sincere gratitude terrorizes jackals. You see. So I've asked a lot of jackal speaking people, how come you get so scared to hear a sincere gratitude? Here's what some of them say.
Well, I don't know that I deserved it.
See, that's part of that violent system of justice, that you deserve punishment or deserve rewards. So you don't believe there's such a thing as unconditional caring, love. It is not a matter of deserve. You enrich my life. I don't know whether you deserve it or not. You enrich my life. But when you got that deserve in your head, you can't enjoy it. But other jackals have been taught jackal humility. What's wrong with being humble? If I take in the gratitude, that implies that I might be something worthwhile. What's wrong with being humble? I know how to cure these jackals. I just tell them something gold in my ear the Israeli prime minister once told to one of her humble politicians. She said, don't be so humble. You're not that great. But I think the most powerful explanation I've ever seen of why jackals have such a rough time expressing receiving gratitude is expressed in the Course in Miracles, where they say it's our light, not our darkness, that scares us the most. So I'm very grateful to all of you, because I see in the churches of yours that I've been to how much energy you're putting into helping people to enjoy that light within themselves. Thank you very much. Awesome.